I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The Federal Aviation Administration is planning to audit Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. They've sent a subpoena to Airport General Manager John Selden seeking any and all unredacted legal invoices paid using revenue or funds from Hartsfield-Jackson or any airport account from October 2012 through September 2018. The agency launched an investigation into the City of Atlanta's possible misuse of airport revenue last year after an Atlanta Journal-Constitution article detailed how the city used airport revenue to pay lawyers responding to subpoenas from a grand jury investigating corruption at City Hall. Georgia's State Ethics Commission is loosening restrictions on donations to political campaigns. The AJC reports that the commission has decided to raise the maximum campaign contribution limits by up to $1,000 for donors to most statewide candidates who make it to the general election and up to an extra $500 in legislative contests. Although the decision won't affect most individual donors, it will allow lobbyists, industry associations, businesses, and political action committees to give more money to candidates in each election cycle. The city of Savannah finished last year with a surplus of almost $16 million. Now city officials say they plan to spend those funds to bolster Savannah's capital improvement program, shore up the reserve fund, and pay for a compensation study's recommended pay adjustments. The Savannah Morning News reports that the surplus stemmed from expenses coming in about $12.2 million below budgeted amounts after a hiring freeze and other cost-saving measures were implemented. Georgia lost more than 1,500 small and mid-sized farms over the past year. But it's not all bad news. GPB's Ross Durrell has more on the latest data from the U.S. Census of Agriculture.
While the number of small and mid-sized farms have dropped, micro-farms between 1 and 9 acres have increased to more than 4,500. That's up from about 3,000 in 2012. Peanut crops also ranked number 2 in the state in total sales. Gary Black is the commissioner of Georgia's Department of Agriculture. He says overall, he's pleased with the data in the census, but farmers still need help recovering from Hurricane Michael.
I really am troubled to see what these numbers will be 5 years from now. You know, that's not smoke and mirrors, that's reality.
The U.S. Congress has failed to pass a multi-billion dollar relief package in the aftermath of the storm. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Four members of a Texas family have been charged with federal crimes for using stolen identities to get tickets to the Masters golf tournament in Augusta, then reselling those tickets at a substantial profit. Court records say that from 2013 through 2017, the family used the stolen identities in an effort to cheat the lottery system that distributes tournament tickets and to circumvent Augusta National Golf Club's rules allowing people to apply only once to enter its ticket lottery. The charges carry potential penalties of up to 20 years in prison, as well as substantial fines. And in sports, the NFL draft is this Thursday in Nashville. The Falcons have the 14th pick overall in the first round, the 45th pick overall in the second round, and the 79th pick overall in the third round. After last season, when quarterback Matt Ryan was sacked 42 times, the Falcons are expected to shore up their offensive line in this year's draft. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.